Hello and welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host. I'm here to let you know that Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast is not safe for work. We are teachers at the end of the week and at the end of our ropes, and we'd like to keep these jobs, but we'd also like to be able to talk openly about them. Hence the pseudonyms, so we can remain anonymous. Guess it means I'm not really Elvis. I'd like to say a special thank you to all of our donors on Patreon. Let's list them off. Mr. Brian S., Jeff S., Shelly K., Abby B., Ann T., Christian G., Sarah B., Regina B., Annie, Anna L., Josie S., Sam B., India G., Lucy P., Mary E., Jamie B., Hope H., Aaron D., Kristen W., Vanessa J., Kate C., Mary C., Haley M., Barry N., Rylan L., Catherine S., Perla C., Kelsey W., RJR, Cara T., Kristen C., Amanda T., Johanna H., Tony and Christina K., Irma A., Rebecca J., Melissa M., Casey B., and Sarah N. Thank you guys so much. And if you're interested in getting more Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast, you can go to Patreon and sign up. And for as little as $5 a month, you get lots of extra episodes, bonus content. There's all kinds of early episodes that you can only find there. And there's also interviews with all of us, and you get to talk to us. It's pretty awesome. So Patreon, go sign up for it. I'd also like to thank our sponsor from the beginning, Ludlam Dramatics. If you are a theater teacher or know one in your building, you need to go to Ludlam Dramatics and get amazing resources and stuff for your classroom. Ludlam, ludlamdramatics.com. They've got everything. They're awesome. Go check them out. So my friends, it's winter right now, and we in Texas are having our first like big smackdown, so it's kind of our snow day episode. So we all gathered virtually and got to sit and talk about it, and I can't wait to hear from you guys. Anyway, love you. I'm glad you're listening. Help spread the word. Blah, blah, blah. Leave a review. We love you. Thanks, guys. Mwah. Enjoy the show. Episode 72.
So I went to bed at like 10:30, and I was like, wow, that's so late. I'm such a like exciting human.
It's not like, rare for me to go to bed at 10:30. That's usually my escape from the kids, though. I remember one of my friends in high school, anytime we'd spend the night, like at 9:30, his mom would go get two big-ass wine glasses, say goodnight, everyone, and go up to the bedroom. And, like, the dad would come up with, like, two of his own, like, night, guys. And they were just done. They weren't going to make an appearance. They weren't going to see us. They were just out. And I'm like, I get it now.
That is officially how I want to live my life. That's amazing.
That's brilliant.
Aww. All right, friends, welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host. And with me today, we have Ms. Bunny O'Hare.
Hey, Elvis.
Hey, welcome. And also joining us today, Ms. Lucille Lane.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day, y'all.
Yeah, and for those of you who aren't on the Patreon, you probably haven't heard from her in a while, Miss Sparkles!
Actually, that's Mrs. Sparkles to you!
Yay! And last but not least, I'd like to, I'd like to welcome Miss Shirley Temper!
Bridget Jones, wanton sex goddess with a very bad man between her thighs. Mom, hi!
All right, gang, it's officially snow day for us here in Texas because it is cold, cold, cold. And I'm in like the northern part of Texas, and this is the first like snow we've had this year, like snow that stuck. And I woke up this morning and there's like an inch or two of snow. And yesterday everyone was freaking out and like buying up all the toilet paper again and like ready for like the world to end. But I got all the notices last week that like make sure all your technology is coming home with you over the weekend and be prepared. I think the snow day is going to be dead soon. I think it's going to be, kids just log on now. You're not going to get like an actual day off work because of shitty weather, unless you can say your power went off. But I am very sad about that. I feel bad for the kids. Everyone needs snow days without school. Everyone, especially us.
Agreed. This was my first. I got 2 days of 2 days off from work, and this is the first. And I'm doing air quotes, bad weather day I ever got in Texas. And I've been here 5 years.
They don't come often around here. And it's usually just for this, like a little bit of ice. And everyone's like, oh, there's an inch of snow and red or southerners can't handle it. It's because we don't have salt trucks. And so it's not that, like, the majority of us, I'd like to say, can drive. I mean, I grew up in Alaska and Georgia, so I definitely can drive in snow. But there's, like, 2 inches of ice, and they like, throw some sand on it. And they're like, oh, that didn't work. We're out of ideas. See you in a day or two.
Salt truck?
Like, I went to college in New York, so I drove in the snow. I walked around campus in the snow. I've done the snow thing, right? We would only get out of class if the professor didn't come to campus, because the college was like, we're not canceling classes. You all live here, so just walk. It wasn't like anybody had to drive. They were like, just walk your ass to class. But I agree. I'm a little sad at what I think is the loss of the snow day, because our district has already said, like, Monday we were already off. Tuesday would be the bad weather day, quote unquote. But Wednesday through Friday, if we can't come back, we'll just be remote. And I was like, guys, really? Like, come on. Just come on.
Give us a day. Miss Buddy?
Mr. O'Hare explained to me that at least like in the time of Rona right now, it depends whether like you can still count it as a bad weather day and get your funding. But if you go to remote, then that's when things get weird. So some school districts are still going to be like, yeah, we're using our bad weather days.
I don't have any snow yet. Allegedly, I'm going to get it later. I'm in a different place than everybody. I'm in Deep East Texas. And we were lucky, and I was lucky, because we had a huge snow 2 weeks ago. It was like 8 inches of snow. I prefer 8 inches to 2 inches, Elvis. Yeah. But anyway, it was amazing. It was kind of like a once-in-a-lifetime thing, especially for this area. And I want more of it. I want it now. We have professional development tomorrow. And the writing's on the wall that it's going to be virtual. And I don't even want to do that. And I'm angry about it. And I'm angry... Mm-hmm. For a couple of reasons, mainly because I have a group chat with some of my like work wives, and they are all positive about it being virtual, and I'm the only one that's like, this is bullshit. I don't want to do it. I want to play in the snow. And they're like, but listen. I'm like, whoa, okay. I need everybody to get on my level here. Like, here's the thing though, because you know, my husband and my kids go to a different school, and they have a full out snow day, like bad weather day, not going online, not virtual, anything. And my ghost principal has decided that he wants this job. So now he's trying to compensate for the fact that he's been useless up until this point, and he's hid in his office. So everything is overdone times 300. And it's going to be one of those, we need you to turn your cameras on. Yes, it's going to be that. I'm telling you, I'm going to call it. I'll text you guys later. I'm calling it now, which means my ass has to get up and look presentable, because I don't do that hobo thing. And... you know, my crotch goblins are going to be frolicking in the winter wonderland, and I'm going to be hunched over my laptop listening to bullshit that doesn't affect me as a teacher. And I'm mad. I really know. I don't want to do it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do that. I've never done it, but I'm going to do that coffee cup trick that you saw when people were zooming at the beginning of the Rona. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm.
What's the coffee cup trick?
Oh, okay. So you take a coffee cup and you fill it full of wine or whatever, and then you cut off the tag of a tea bag and you adhere it to the inside of the cup so it looks like you're drinking a cup of hot tea, but it's wine.
So we have a message here from Care Bear on the Teacher Needs a Drink Patreon page. Hey, Care Bear, what's up? So it says, yep, so glad I am putting that master's degree to work. We are in the middle of registration for the 2021-2022 school year, and students have the option to either pick out their classes through PowerSchool login on their own, or they can make a virtual appointment with me to pick out their classes. I was given the suggestion back in October by one of our board members to make an Instagram account in order to, quote, meet the students where they are. More like, if I can't beat them, join them. Throughout my virtual meetings, I would ask if students and parents received the high school daily announcement email, which had the counselor corner info section. Most said yes. When asked if they scrolled to the bottom to look at my content, most said, no, I typically delete it. As a result, I am saying at the end of the registration appointment, if it would be easier for you to check social media rather than your school email, you can get updates by following me on Instagram. My mom calls to check in with me at least once a week, and this week, when asked, how's it going, I responded with, well, Mom, I'm 37 years old and begging adolescents to follow me on Instagram because they are too lazy to check their school email. How's your day? thank you so much for your weekly podcast and for the Patreon episode. Welcome back, Mrs. Sparkles. You are the therapy I look forward to every week. From Care Bear. Yes, North Carolina teachers got a win this week. Our governor is allowing educators to get the vaccine as early as February 23rd. Yeah.
Get it.
Congratulations. Awesome.
That's awesome. I'm jealous.
So I believe that, yes, even though there are an abundance of emails and meeting students on their level, we're talking about high school. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
We are talking about students who are about to go off to college. Am I correct?
Uh-huh.
So,
allegedly.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Some of them.
I want to double check. I mean, I can understand the millions of text messages. I get them all the time. We have to send them to parents, and sometimes they do get lost. Sometimes they're overwhelming. But if you are a high school student and you need to schedule for classes, and this could potentially even like affect your, you know, beginning college years, your freshman, sophomore year in college, just for classes and getting everything straight, the kids need to learn responsibility at some point in time. And maybe get on that. And I think it's kind of sad that you have to get on social media to meet them at their level. I just feel like there needs to be somebody held responsible instead of the counselors, the teachers, and so on and so forth at some point in time. I think they're old enough is what I'm trying to say.
You can't see me, but I'm nodding with you. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I agree. There comes a point when they need to start learning and being, you know, trained on some of those real world adulting skills, and that includes actually reading emails from relevant parties like your boss or your school.
I agree. But I also, I see the other side of it. I have a school Twitter, and it is for my program, and I haven't been as I haven't really been using it as much. And honestly, the kids really aren't on the Twitters as much as the adults are these days. But the idea is that, you know, if it's incredibly important information, I'm not going to put everything on there, but I'm going to be like, hey, dinguses, you need to read your emails. Or, hey, my children, don't forget this. I see it. I don't see it as a substitution, but I see it as a tool to remind them that these emails are coming. But I agree with Elvis. You know, I get tons of emails. My children's teachers love the Facebooks, and I get all these Facebook messages and notifications, and I don't always look through my notifications and things like that. So it can be a lot. You know, it's kind of an imperfect system, really.
Fair enough. I get that. And I agree with you, Shirley. But I think Lucille also nailed it. This is one of the things that is their job. As the parent, I need to look at teacher emails, but it is not my career. It is not my sole thing, especially when they bombard me. I believe as long as she's told students, hey, you're going to get your assignments in the counselor's corner email every week, so make sure you check for it. You say that once, that should be enough. It shouldn't be like, oh, no, we just keep deleting that.
But, and if it's not, if they don't, then that's on them. That's about, you know, being nearly an adult.
I got schooled in this when I was teaching at a big district a few years ago. Technology sent out a survey because technology loves to send out surveys. It's what they like live for. Mm-hmm. And so they sent out a survey, and one of the last questions was like, hey, what technology could you use in your classroom to improve everything? And apparently only 6 people out of like the 5,000 teachers in the district turned it in. And so they gave those 6 teachers everything they asked for and then sent another big announcement saying, hey, the 6 people who filled out the survey got what they wanted. Maybe you should do surveys. But of course, they never, ever did that again. So I kind of love that. Too.
That's so snarky and bitchy. And I love that.
That is petty.
Hey, school, it's so great. Sparkles.
I almost don't think of it as petty. I almost think of it as absolutely fair.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, I guess,
I mean, come on now. I mean, we all have our things going on, but can we just take a moment to organize our life a day? And if that means reading some emails, if that means like getting our mindset of what we need to do in the next few days, just do it. It doesn't take that much time. You know, those 6 people deserved everything they got.
All right, my dudes, this is from the Reddits. This is from NatBug826. I'm sick of my job, but not for the usual reasons.
I have a team member who is our team point person who is making my life even more miserable than it has to be this year. Aside from the hybrid teaching, the general COVID stuff, this woman has been a nightmare this year. We started the year with her having sort of a mental breakdown of sorts over a breakup. Now, let me fill you in. This woman is my mother's age, mid-60s. Oh, shit. I'd really looked up to her as a mentor and professional last year, so I gave her some grace. But every day, or the first 2 months of school, my team members and I were subjected to wailing, crying, screaming, and tantrums when we weren't teaching virtually. It got to the point where we all stopped coming and taught from home to avoid the drama and hysterics. We even all confronted her and said we were worried about her mental state. She was late to meetings or completely forgot about them, looked disheveled, and was coming in wearing the same clothes multiple days in a row.
No, ma'am.
Yes. It was shocking to watch and anxiety-inducing to listen to her rant and cry on and on about this man she was only with for 6 months. Once that was over, she turned her attention to the election and ranting about QAnon conspiracy. Yeah. She was ranting on Facebook. This is amazing. When we went back to face-to-face instruction, I would hide in my classroom with the door locked and the lights off during planning so she wouldn't come to bother me. She noticed I was avoiding her and is now taken to questioning me about everything I am doing. What am I doing in my classes and what am I teaching? Trying to assert her dominance over me by quizzing me about all my choices and instruction methods, walking into my classroom while I'm teaching and listening to my lessons outside the door, quizzing my students in the hallway to make sure I am teaching them to standards. It's not real harassment, so I can't go and complain. Yeah, you can. And I don't want to be that whiny person who's tattling to my boss, but she's making my job unbearable. I want to quit every day because I want to get away from her. I do not know what to do at this point. After having stayed at home with my daughter today and getting a text from another team member that she was throwing a fit because I didn't alert her and she's the team lead, I sent a very passive-aggressive email to my team about how I'm so sorry that while taking care of my sick child after not having slept all night and trying to pull together a sub plan, I did not contact her directly. I'm just over it, and I don't care what happens for sending that email. I'm just tired of her and her shit, and I almost wish I would get fired so I don't have to deal with her anymore. I love my job, and I love my subject area, and I love my students, but having to put up with this woman's negativity and emotional turmoil every day is getting to be so much.
Burn her at the stake.
She's a witch.
So, burn the witch.
I will say this, the part where it said something like, we think she has like mental issues going on.
Yeah.
She does.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
That's some big old red flags flying, like multiple big old red flags.
Yes. Losing her mind.
Damn.
Sometimes it just takes like one small thing and the little dominoes that have held someone together for a long time just kind of start to fall away. And like,
there's that. And then because all the QAnon, she said she was a QAnon person here. All the QAnon theories and predictions never came to light, never came true. So that's a whole nother thing about like dealing with that. She's got some issues she's got to work through.
That was a lot to take in. there's a lot happening here. I disagree with you that you can't go ding her for harassment. It sounds like she's harassing you.
Harassment is not
always so obvious. And that's what makes some of these master manipulators really insidious, is that they'll be harassing you and they're not yelling and screaming at you. But yelling and screaming at work and having these sorts of breakdowns publicly in the workplace, that's harassment, and she needs to be handled in some kind of way. Like, even outside the QAnon shit, which is its own bag of bullshit crazy, but just the unprofessional way she's behaving, like, I would have pushed her off a cliff by now or something.
You better remember that magic word in the educate, well, anything public, but especially in education, documentation. Every time she walks, every time she corners a child, like, what is going on? Like, anytime she is wailing,
get a composition notebook and write that shit down.
Date every single one.
That definitely, I would think that would count as like a hostile work environment if
Absolutely.
You saw somebody who was specifically targeting you. So I would say contact your union or professional organization, depending on what state you're in, because yeah, there's no reason you should have to put up with that from a coworker. I mean, she's technically the team lead, but we all know that that doesn't mean that she's the boss of you. So
no, she's not.
It's easy to say like, oh, you didn't call me because you were staying home. Like I don't call my department head who's a band director when I don't come to work. You know what I mean? Like that's none of his business. That's not his job.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
So why would you have to call this crazy bitch just because you had to stay home with your sick child? Like that's way overstepping.
It's only her business if you guys are co-teachers, if you are teaching the same subject, if you need them for something, then yeah, you do need to communicate. My department head is my work wife, and so I will need her to unlock my classroom and to, I always do a Google slide with what we're doing, and she logs into my Promethean board and, you know, all those things, then yeah, you definitely need to communicate that. But number one, you don't owe this business. Bitch, nothing. Fuck
her. Nothing. Nothing.
Document the shit out of it. Go talk to your principal. Talk to them now. You should have talked to them when she was going crazy. I'm sorry. XOXO. Uh-huh. It should have already been done. Once QAnon drops into the chat, uh-huh. Shit is crazy. You need to
turning back from the QAnon, y'all.
Man. Now, the second it said QAnon, I was like, oh, I'm out. Like, no. She's harassing you. Like, there's no way, and any employer that is not stupid as hell is going to do something about it.
Hey guys, guess what? We have a Patreon.
Dang.
I know, right? For as little as $5 a month, you can get access to all kinds of extra episodes of Teacher Needs a Drink, bonus episodes, hidden episodes, exclusive episodes. There's all kinds of crap on there for you. We talk with all the Patreons whenever they really want to. They just kind of send me a message and I message them back, usually in a couple of days or so. So I have friendships with them now, and they play Among Us and Kill Us, and it's beautiful. So you should join part of the Patreon army for Teacher Needs a Drink and be one of our patrons. That would be wonderful and help us keep going. So do it now, sign up. Yay! So would you rather swap lives for a day with Madonna or the Queen of England? Both of them currently as they are. Not like Madonna like 20 years ago or the Queen 50 years ago.
Damn.
Ms. Bunny?
I'm going to go with Queen Elizabeth II, Her Majesty the Queen, because A, I think it would be amazing to have people have to refer to me as Your Majesty all day. And also because I want to know all the gossip. That's about true. Like royal family goss.
I was going to say, you could probably like tell your kids you need to call me Your Majesty, but if you want people to say it like non-sarcastically, then yeah, you probably have to be the Queen. Shirley? Yeah.
I'm going to say Madonna, and here's why. I love the Queen. I wish she was my Queen. However, her son went to Jeffrey Epstein's island, and she has to deal with that. And also, she's not a spring chicken anymore. I can't imagine her body feels really good. And you know Madonna's in insane shape, and she's got like a 20-year-old boyfriend right now. She's literally my mom's age. I'm not kidding. My mom's actually 2 months younger than Madonna, and she's a 20-year-old boyfriend and abs you could grate cheese on. I'm going with Madonna.
This is a really tough one because they are both queens in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
But after listening to Shirley, I think I'm going to have to go with Her Majesty the Queen, because then I could lock up my disgusting pedophile son in the Tower of London and like drown him in a cask of wine. And no one would ever know, because who's going to tell on me? I'm in my 90s. I'm going to die soon anyway.
That happened to like George II.
Yeah. You can get away with a lot more evil shit being the queen.
When you're like 96, right. So like, I'm going to be 96. I'm going to deal with the people who need to be dealt with stealthily. And even if it's not stealthy, who cares? I'm 96. What the fuck are you going to do? I'm the Queen of England.
She's 96. I thought she was 94.
She's probably 94.
I think it's 94.
She's old.
But she's going to live till she's 270, so does it really matter?
Yeah, Philip's 99.
Damn.
They are never going to die.
No. Lucille?
Madonna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because. Just, I don't care really about the Queen of England. I just don't care. But, I mean, I have, like, she, you know, heartfelt ties to Madonna. Like, that was my youth. I, you know,
mm-hmm.
I want to be her. I, you know, I want to take a holiday and, you know.
Holiday. I've never had abs.
I'm a material girl. I just want to take a holiday and be a material girl. Like, just let me be.
I think you got that.
I have one day, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to Madonna everything, too. Like, I would just put on everything she has in the closet at once. I would just call up everybody in my phone just to meet up with them. I mean,
you'd
live it
dancing.
Out for 24 hours.
All right, folks, thanks for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I'd like to thank my hosts who were with me today, Ms. Shirley Temper. It was wonderful hearing from you.
I like you very much, just as you are.
And Bunny O'Hare, it was wonderful you being here.
It was a pleasure, as always.
Yay. And Miss Lucy Elaine, I'm always welcome and excited to hear your opinions on things.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that.
And Miss Sparkles, welcome back. Mrs. Sparkles.
Yes, Mrs. Sparkles, it is good to be back. I missed you guys.
Yay!
All right, folks, we'll make sure you put the oxygen mask on yourself before tending to others. Deep breaths, amen. Deep drinks. Cheers! Woo!
Yay! Drink out of the glass.
Man, my beer kicked in. Shit. Yeah, I gotta get it together.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast comes out every Wednesday and is brought to you by Ludlam Dramatics. If you're a theater teacher or know one in your building, send them or go to Ludlam Dramatics and get everything you need. I'd like to give a special shout out to my guest host today. Thank you to Miss Shirley, Miss Lucille, Miss Bunny, and of course, welcome back, Mrs. Sparkles. It was a blast having everyone there. If you have something you'd like to share with us here at Teacher Needs a Drink, you can go to our website, teacherneedsdrinkpodcast.com, and hit us up to the contact page, or you can tag us on Instagram or Facebook. Either way, we appreciate it, and really, if you can do anything, leave a review, tell someone you know about us, just help spread the word. All right, my vote, friends, take care of yourselves, and cheers, bye.
That might not be bad to have in the house.
My thing. There it is.
There you go.
We lost Sparkles.
Mm.
She was cutting out a second ago.
He cut out Sparkles.
I can hear Sparkles.
Oh,
wait,
we're
can you not hear
game.
Me?
I can hear you. I can hear Sparkles.
Oh, damn.
No, I think you're the only one.
You,
yeah.
Oh, wait. Say something.
She's back
online.
Yay.
That is
Hi.
So cool. We didn't have to refresh or anything.
That was weird.
No, you were talking and then it kind of cut out. I was like, oh, okay, she's done talking. And then
nope.
I was like, just chilling and waiting. I didn't know everyone else could still hear you.
That was weird.
But you're back, and that's all that matters.